Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today is Wednesday, July 10th. As we're heading for the weekend, today is actually hump day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't like that name. I don't know why.
It's been that way for a long, long time.
I know,
Sam.
Right? We can't undo it now.
No.
Yeah.
It's embedded.
Yeah. Welcome to the show, everybody. We have a special guest in the studio, and thus we're on Facebook Live. If you want to check us out, go to LA Talk Radio's page on Facebook. We're there. You can see us. And if not, do stay on audio. We love you just as much. Good morning, Danny.
Hi.
You look rested.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I went to bed at a decent time.
See, sometimes you come with bags under your eyes, you know?
Well, I naturally have bags.
Yeah,
but
I know.
But when I'm like,
too.
If I drank the night before or if I went to bed late, they're so bad in the morning.
Really?
I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
Who is that chick? That's not me.
I know. Our guest yesterday, and a young guy too, but he seemed to have that. And I thought he must not be sleeping a lot, you know?
Oh, yeah.
They're probably working their asses off trying to get their app going.
Right. Sometimes it's genetic too, though.
Yeah, that's true, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have it under my eyes, but I've had it for a long time. But whatever, right?
Yeah.
We keep on going, folks. We get, as we age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately. I mean, it's a good thing. And also, it's like, oh, man, I'm older. Because when you're a kid, you definitely don't have bags under your eyes.
Right, right.
Unless you do, then that's
it. It's not just the only thing that'll bother you when you grow up, believe me.
No.
Yeah. When you age, I mean.
No. I was debating actually getting my whole body redone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The whole body? At what point in your life? Now?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, and then I was like calling around, and even with the influencer discount, because BBLs are going for $35,000. Now, that's a down payment on a goddamn house.
What's a BBL?
That's what I got. A Brazilian butt lift.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
$35,000?
When I first got it, it was like $8,000 back then, and I got a discount, and I only paid $4,000. But at that, I'm like, people are literally paying $35,000 to have an ass.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't get myself to do it.
And you get one, right? You have one.
I have what?
An ass.
Yeah, I have an ass. But yeah, I just want to be like, because the doctor kind of botched me. I did a whole YouTube video about it. Like, one of my butt cheeks is a little bigger than the other. Yeah. One of my hips is a little more expanded than the other. But honestly, I'd rather have that than pay $35,000.
Right.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. You know, I have a bee bite you in the ass, it'll grow bigger for less money, you know?
Well, they have this new thing where it's like called Sculptra.
Yeah.
And they basically, it's like what you put in your lips, but you can put it in your ass and your hips now.
Right.
But it infuses with your actual fat, I guess.
Right.
I'm like, God, somebody give that to me for free.
Right. But it begs the question, why did you and your sister decide to do it in the first place, BBL?
I always wanted it. I didn't have no ass, but I didn't have a big ass. Oh, and for me, I always wanted to have
a big ass. Wow.
And I've always gotten like chubby only in the stomach area, nowhere else. So yeah. I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to lipo, I might as well stick that fat somewhere and just do it. Just do it all together.
The days when she was rich from her reality show.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't pay $35,000 for it either.
Yeah.
But you pay what you get for. He didn't do a good job.
No.
So, I mean, my girlfriend just did it with the doctor. That's $35,000, but she got a discount. She only paid $8,000. But even to me, $8,000's too much. I'm not paying $8,000.
Yeah, fuck it. Don't do your whole body. Just let yourself be, okay? Nobody likes people with work on them, like, you know, surgery and shit.
Everybody so nobody likes the Kardashians? Have you seen a Kylie Jenner before and after?
No.
She's not even the same human being.
Really?
Like, completely different human being. Face, body, everything. It's like, I don't know how.
Okay, but they're famous, you know? I mean, it's not the
same. But you can't sit there and say nobody likes people with fake body. They're famous because of their fake bodies, really, in the grand scheme of things.
So people like them the way they are?
Right now?
Yeah, apparently
people are obsessed with Kylie Jenner. They, like, print out her picture, bring it to doctors.
Really?
Make me like her.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I don't like plastic surgery then.
I know.
I don't really consider moving
fat around to be plastic surgery.
No.
You know, like if I'm going and I'm getting my cheeks done and my lips done and my eyebrows lifted and Botox in my forehead, I consider that to be like,
oh, okay.
You know, augmentation.
That's still cosmetic you know, whatever.
I get what you're saying. Yeah. I just view it different.
All right. Well, whatever. All right. We're going to bring on our guest right now. Did you find us on Facebook? You keep looking, right? I don't know why. I mean, we've got to be on
Facebook.
There.
I found you on Facebook, but I can't get the live stream going. But
okay. Well, let me see, because maybe there's a problem. But let me just check it out real quick. As we're doing the show, I'm going to see if our show is on here. It should be. And I can see us right here. There we are. You see, you got to find us.
It's not, yeah.
No, here, bring
I
it to me.
You, but it's
what
not
does it say?
It just says live, watch an app. So I got to watch
it. Oh, you got to watch it in the app. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. Do it after the show. Who cares? Yeah. You know? Anyway. Okay. Well, this is our guest. We're joined by Michaela Lansing. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Thank you. And she showed up early, which we really appreciate on the show, you know, so we got a chance to talk a little bit and stuff. And, you seem a very nice person. So because of that, I told you you'd enjoy yourself on the show.
Thank you.
If you're not a nice person, I don't know. We wouldn't treat you as nice.
It's a pleasure and honor, Sam. Thank you. I don't think we've ever not had
a nice person on here.
That's true.
Like,
right?
Have we ever had a guest where they left and we're like, oh my God.
No, but maybe before. I'm talking about before the show when you don't know them yet.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them we've had some really reserved ones.
Yeah.
To the point where I felt they're not really friendly.
Yeah.
And then they sat in here, and at the end of the show, they would open up.
Yeah.
Usually some men are like that, you know?
Yeah. The stress and the nerves of listening to yourself on social media.
Yeah. That's true, right?
Yeah. I love it.
Well, I can tell, my darling, because you're talking about butt lifts and all kinds of lifts.
Oh, yeah. I'm an open book.
It's refreshing and exciting, actually. But I got to tell you, for people who, sure, you can see her, but she's absolutely stunning here.
Oh my God, I was like, who is she talking about?
She's gorgeous, talking about
and there's
you.
No lift or tuck or anything needed whatsoever. She's
thank
beautiful.
You. So are you.
Oh, thank you. I'm old and wrinkly.
I'm old too, girl, and you have no wrinkles. Stop it.
And I tell everybody that I've earned these. I've literally earned my, what do you call these things?
Oh, like I have them too. Things. I have them too.
Crow feet.
I think it's was when you talk with emotion.
You know
it's like when you talk with emotion, I think.
Yeah.
And your
you
eyes
what?
Squint.
You know, what am I going to do?
When you laugh too, you know, when you laugh, your eyes are like that too.
Happy
look. Yeah.
And besides that, I think it's sexy on both men and women to have that.
I
don't think it's bad.
I think so.
I think it shows like almost like a little wisdom there or something, you know? Mm. I don't know. That's the way it seems to me.
I mean, culturally, Sam, also, Middle Easterns, you kind of like people based on who they are. Not so much based on
what they look like.
Yeah. You look at the size. I think you kind of, if they have this magnetic personality. Mm. Right. You love it.
Well, right. They better have a great personality because I go for the looks first.
I would say in my generation, the females that have the most plastic surgery are Middle Easterns.
Really? Oh my gosh. Sorry to hear. But okay, you know what? I used to be very prejudiced. I would look at somebody and say, oh my God.
Look how much work she's got done. Yeah. Yeah.
But then I lived in LA and I met some of the nicest people. And yes, they've had work done and they have, who knows? I don't know. You can't tell.
Right. You can't tell. Yeah. Hopefully you can't tell.
Right. So then I told myself, I said, you know what? Maybe there's a reason for it for them that they need to have that done. Or, I mean, you never know. I mean, people have breast cancers these days.
Right.
So they need to have a boob job.
Right.
Without it, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
It'll just be scary.
Right. Right.
So then I reassessed. I said, okay, you know what? You just have to take people for who they are.
Exactly.
And let them surprise you the best way possible.
Very good way to look at it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I try.
I mean, I can't imagine you have to be a bad person to get work done, you know? I mean,
right.
So there are nice people, but I'm wondering if there's like insecurity there,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're not happy with the way you are. You want to look younger.
Right.
I mean, I want to look younger too, but I'm not going to do any work, you know? Because it usually looks ridiculous, you know? Some of them get like that Joker's face, you know?
Yeah, and there's nothing you can do about it. Once you get it done, for instance, I watched a movie the other night, Old School. I've never seen it before with Goldie Hawn. And House-sitter?
Artie Lang, too. You know, the fatso guy? Was he there?
No, it was the guy, Steve... Carell? Guys, help me out.
Carell?
He was in the movie A Dozen Kids with Ashley.
Oh, Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Oh, Steve Martin.
House Sitter?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, but she, this was like maybe right at the start of her plastic surgery.
In the 80s,
Before, but back then in the 80s, you think it's not how advanced as it is now. Right. So like people are just shoving stuff in their face.
Looks crazy.
Because now she looks crazy.
Really?
I haven't seen her lately.
She looks crazy now. Still beautiful, one of my faves. Yeah. But back in the day, people, you don't understand that, especially in Hollywood, people are like, you need to look younger, you're not going to get that role.
I mean, right, the judgments, and especially this industry, I heard all kinds of things about me. Like, I walk in and I'm not supposed to be like the Hollywood star or anything.
Right.
Just auditions back in a day when I was just running around auditioning all over LA. And they would just tell me all kinds of crazy things. Like, why don't you have a scar? I'm like, well, why would I need a scar?
Yeah, right.
Oh, but the role we're looking for, I need to have a scar. Okay, I don't have a scar, lady. I'm sorry.
It's called makeup.
Yeah, exactly.
Give me one.
Put something on me, you know, it'll be fine. Or, you know, you're too fat. You're too, you know, you hear that. Too fat, too thin.
Yeah.
Too tall, too short. Okay, well, I'm sorry. This is me, Michaela Lansing. You like me? Great. You know, I'll see you later.
Right.
There you go.
It's so crazy.
Yeah. But it's hard, Sam. It's hard because once you're surrounded with a lot of people who judge you that way, who evaluate you that way. Some people are married to other husbands.
This pressure, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of pressure.
And I learned to just think, okay, you know, there is probably a really good reason for somebody.
Right. Absolutely.
Maybe. Right.
Absolutely. Yeah, no. But so we met earlier and you told me you're Persian. And I would imagine you are if you have a Persian cook show.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
You wouldn't be like from Sweden or something having a Persian cook show.
You should have brought us some food this morning.
I know. I should have. You know what? Next time for sure you got it. You got it.
You're obviously a very good cook if you have your own show and stuff, right?
I guess I can toot my own horn. Yes.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Show pride in your work.
But all this didn't come so easily. You know, it took years and years. I came here. I was born and raised in Iran, Tehran.
Uh-huh.
And I used to be a musician. I was a little girl. I was a prodigy. I was like that girl who goes up there and plays piano, you know, like, and everybody's
really?
Like, oh, my God, you know. So that was me. But unfortunately, the government didn't like me very much for performing in public. So they just said, you know what, either you go to jail or you stop doing this. And
that's insane.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's so insane. But you see, I know that's what Sam people would don't understand this.
But that's what people don't understand about the freedom we have in this country.
Right.
That's why everybody comes here, because we have that freedom.
Glorious but then you can't complain and wonder why people want to come here.
Oh,
that's why.
I'm not complaining.
When the whole border thing came and we had this discussion about whether they should want to come here or not, you said they shouldn't. I'm like, they should though. If they're living that type of life, I'd be like, let's get over to America.
I mean, that's true, but I didn't say that. I'm not. I have nothing against immigration. I have something against illegal immigration.
But I'm saying, but you got to understand why people try to do it illegally.
I understand. I understand.
It's hard. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's hard to come here, and it's hard to adjust, and it's hard to make it.
Right. If you come from a different culture, it's very hard.
Right. Right.
You know, but
especially if you don't speak this language.
No. Maybe it's hard to make it now. It used to be a lot easier because they call it the land of unlimited opportunity, you know? And
it's still dreams,
like, but you know what? It's still like that. There's a lot of competition, but it's still easier than any place in the world. The taxes are some of the lowest in the world.
Right.
The gas is, you know, do you know that they pay double for the gas that they have, like, in the Middle East and Europe?
Yes.
Double. Imagine if you had to pay $8 a gallon.
But that's, you know, wild.
I'll tell you the simplest story. I'm sure you have your story that you came here and then you thought, okay, I'm in totally different country, but I have hopes and dreams and I'm going to try to make them.
Right.
And if you actually take the steps, just go forward, try to go forward, someday you'll find yourself having a home. Your children are safe.
Mm-hmm.
You possibly have a career that you love.
Yeah.
And I swear to you, your dreams will come true. I mean, I'm not kidding this.
Yeah,
because
right.
Look at me. I came from a country, women are second-class citizens. They're not allowed to perform as artists. They're not allowed to be an engineer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nowadays, I think it's changed a little bit. I don't want to knock down the culture. This is for all the Persian people out there. It's not to knock down your culture. I'm one of you. But the fact of the matter is women don't have the freedom that right. they have here.
And that's a fact, right, you right. know? That's yeah. nothing to judge you about. It's yeah. a fact.
It's a fact. And I am the living example of somebody who came to this country with a pair of jeans. I had a pair of jeans. I had two shirts and a backpack.
Wow.
I arrived.
You came by yourself?
I came with my family.
Yeah, how old were you? My brother.
I was 19 when I landed in LAX. We didn't have much money. We have about $500. My dad got us in a cab. We drove to, God, I remember, Western Inn in Valencia. We stayed there one night, and the next morning I called my aunt and said, hey, we're here. We want to stay. We need help, all that stuff. And that was many years ago. It was 20 years ago, 23 years ago. Uh-huh. And ever since then, I graduated with a degree in computer science in Boston.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
I worked for one of the incubators in Harvard University. I came here. I went to Stella Adler. I finished two acting schools. I started my cooking show, and I made my movie that has been made into a blockbuster film.
Right.
So I'm telling this to all the girls and boys who want to come here and who are here. Don't take this freedom for granted.
Exactly.
Because you can make it.
Yeah.
You can right. make it by working hard. It right. doesn't matter what the climate is, who doesn't let you grow. But there are many other people like Sam, like you, who will let me grow and right. I'll let you grow. So that's the quality of this country.
Right.
And there's never been a country like this in the history of man.
Absolutely.
Where you had so much freedom and so much opportunity for people, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, you may say it's hard and all this financially, but these are financial times.
There is
you
a
know?
Way.
Right. There's a way. I mean, yeah. you can see all the innovation comes from this yes. country. You know, everything comes out of here.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I mean, we just won the World Soccer Cup with the
incredible?
Women's, which was incredible.
Shout
you know?
Out to all the. All the soccer
you know,
team.
And
I'm
we usually
so
take
excited.
All the medals in the Olympics and stuff. Our movies are
we
the
usually
best.
Take all the medals. Our movies are pretty good, yeah. But yeah, I don't watch movies from other countries, so right. I can't sit here.
Do you know
here.
Why you don't watch
these? I don't like what subtitles.
Do oh, okay.
I have like a little bit of ADHD. Like I can yeah. focus really hard on what I'm watching, but I okay. can't. I like a visual person, so yeah. if I'm reading the subtitles the whole time, I'm missing everybody's face
Fair
expressions.
Enough. Yeah. yeah.
So no, you're right. But you know, we grew up like this, right? Because yeah. movies. When we grew God. Up, they had subtitles there right. from a very young age. If yeah. you wanted to understand what's going on, you had to
yeah.
read it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
They didn't dub it, which is better that they don't dub it because right. then you don't hear the real voices of the
That's
actors.
Exactly.
You know,
That's exactly.
You know my film, The Vigilante, the one that I made, it needs uh-huh. to be subtitled in like Spanish, in Arabic,
right.
in French, and what have you. And some of them I can help out with, right? And mm. some of them. And I was thinking, I'm like, imagine like how different it is for somebody in like Italy or I don't know, someplace that are not really that, you know, like
mm-hmm.
familiar with it. Yeah.
to watch this film with the woman in a hijab and beating some other people. It's God. Crazy, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a really big deal to have that on Amazon Prime, I feel.
Thank you. It is. I'm so proud of it because I, in such a competitive climate where everything you do
right.
and say is stolen and taken, I felt so proud. I just had a baby, and I decided to make my own film.
Hey,
and I know.
Yeah. How many years ago was this?
That the film came out in 2014. I worked on it for quite some time.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was a lot of it about my personal struggle with abuse and domestic abuse,
mm-hmm.
and my aunt who was something. You, Sam, I know. They were kind of these. Vigilante women around Iran who would go and help other people,
mm-hmm.
Other women who were under suppression or they were being abused, but they had no other way of calling anybody
wow.
for help.
Yeah, yeah.
So she would go and help them out and set them up somewhere safe.
Right.
And that was, I remember it because I was very little and I remember her having like bruises and scars and I didn't know why. And then later on, I found out that that was the story. She would just go and like roughhouse and get the abused girl out of the situation.
Right.
And that's pretty badass.
But yeah. why did she get the scars and all that?
Because she's beating those
beating
dudes
up.
Up.
The guys.
Oh,
yeah.
She beat up the guys.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. the husbands or the yeah. fathers mm-hmm. or, you know, in Muslim culture, they are basically in somewhat... are your
like they
guardian
own you.
Yeah, they're the guardians
right.
so you can't do anything quite without their permission.
Right, exactly.
So
sometimes
insane.
You can't leave the house without kind, a man. Yeah. Right?
I could never yes. live like that.
I know.
I just like literally insane. Could never live
you
like that.
You would think in today's day and age that ideology would be kind of revised,
right.
you know, just because women are safe, women can't drive, all that stuff. But right. unfortunately, some parts of the world, it's still not quite. There.
Yeah. No, I mean they live yeah. in the Stone Age. You
yeah.
know, I mean
it's like we're people, very much past that.
Exactly,
like,
very yeah. much past
like,
that.
Let's
you know,
stop.
So they're backwards 1,500 years. You know, I mean, what the hell's
right.
going
and,
on?
And you imagine taking those women, which are women like me,
right?
Bring them to America and give them the freedom they need.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
What
yeah.
do you see? Me.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
an independent woman who has a cooking show, who makes films.
A lot
production.
Of potential when she's
And you got
young.
Kids or just one kid?
I have two boys, Jack and Luke.
Oh, boys. Both
yes.
boys.
10-year-old and 7. And I think they're home listening, but they are lovely. And they gave me so much courage and
right.
so yeah. much inspiration. Because once you're a mother, you feel like, well, I'm a mother. Now,
yeah.
If you have any problems,
yeah, yeah.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
yeah.
It gives you so much validation, mm-hmm. so much cure childhood because
wow. Did
I
you
was
have,
scared.
You have brothers and sisters?
I have one brother. He's also in America, and he is living the American dream, too. Wow. He's an engineer. He came with me. We
wow.
came with nothing. He's a really, really good engineer, software engineer.
Was that your like family recommending that? Or maybe insisting you guys go and get education.
Yes.
Yeah.
My parents were.
Are your parents still here?
My parents, they just moved back in America. They're here, and they stayed the whole time with us
right.
in America. But I went to Boston to study, and then my brother went to UCSB. So they worked menial jobs. They worked really, really tough jobs, and we went to school. And that was the deal. That was the deal that you guys go get your education so you can get good jobs
right.
and we'll do the grunt work. And
right.
bless them. I mean, they're nice parents. My dad and I necessarily don't agree in many subjects about women's rights, but they're good parents and they took care of us really well. Because
right.
that's why today
your dad's still old school a little bit.
he has some difficulties in his life and we'll grant them some things he did that
right.
was not right.
Right.
But that's the thing. Because when you're in America and you are in a land of freedom,
mm-hmm.
you feel protected.
Right.
I'm a woman. If something goes wrong, like the vigilante story, if
mm-hmm.
something goes wrong, there are many people to help you. But I didn't know that. It
right.
took me a long time to understand that I have certain rights and certain freedoms in this country. The basic one is that the fact that I could tell my story through this film.
So did you
yeah.
write the screenplay?
I wrote everything.
So you wrote the screenplay, wow. produced it, directed it,
and
sold
acted
it.
In it, and played the music with my friend Sergio. We did the soundtrack. We edited. I have an extensive background in computer science, so I could do all the editing myself.
Yeah,
right.
yeah. I mean, this is like amazing to me. You know,
right.
We'll come back to the movie, you know,
right,
because
right,
then I
yeah,
want to
yeah.
talk about
the show
too and
right.
stuff. But no, I want to see like how you got to this, you
yes,
know?
Yes.
So you came here at 19 with your family,
yes.
right? All of you came here.
Yes.
Had you had education before that too? Like in Iran, did you get
well,
good education?
I mean, we have the basic high school education. I did
right.
not speak English very
but,
well.
But did
all.
Girls get to learn less than boys?
Well,
in that Muslim culture?
I don't think so. No,
no?
I think the capability, my family was rather able to send us to good schools. With,
I see,
you know,
okay.
But there's the capability to get education up to high school.
Right.
But after high school, it's where it gets rough because the majors you're allowed to choose are, this is again, my era. This is not today. I don't know what's happening today. They say
right.
it's different, but I don't know.
You haven't been back?
No, I have no intention.
I don't
intentions.
Blame you. Once she's there,
back.
Man, she's
Thanks.
Stuck there. They won't let her out, you know?
Yeah.
And you have to
Especially
wonder why, you know?
After
who
this
cares?
Movie I made, it's really making me popular.
Yeah,
you know,
right, I'm sure.
Yeah. But in Iran, like I remember back in the day, like if you wanted to be a lawyer, you couldn't be a lawyer. You could be a clerk.
Mm.
You couldn't be a doctor. You could be a nurse. You couldn't be an engineer. You could be a technician.
I see.
So there's the underlying trick there where you
yeah.
can't actually be the decision making
yeah, yeah.
person. you could be an assistant to a decision. Right. And that bothered me. I know. And I thought that sucks because, I mean, we're all taking the same exam. So why can't we just go to school?
Right, right. Yeah. Now, I'm really curious. Are you Muslim or are you Christian?
Because I know this. I'm Catholic. I was. Right. My father is Muslim. My mother is Catholic. And we were raised Catholic.
Right.
But according to the laws of Iran, you do have to understand both religion. So right. I did study Quran.
And you have to abide by the Bible. And you have to abide by their laws. Absolutely. Which are all based on the Quran.
Yeah. Yeah. So so I grew up understanding and, mind you, respecting very much what Quran offered and what Bible offered, because they're right. kind of the same. If you do the education, they're the same. It's just that interpretation of governments of these Bible and rules, and also the Quran's rule, are based on their benefits. It's not based on human benefit.
Right.
So I'm more about have your religion, but be wise about what the government makes you do based on those
right.
things.
Right, yeah. And you're an authority to say that, because if you grew up with both,
yes.
you can compare and you know.
I am knowledgeable about both. I can right. certainly tell you
right.
that.
Right. But in the Quran, I mean, there's a lot of things like to kill,
right.
no?
No. There is not kill.
No, because no. I've seen passages from
I
there.
I know. It's not that. Because Quran was, of course, written like gazillion years ago. And also, back in the day, there were all these like fights over regions, right?
Right.
It's almost like a rewriting of these historical events.
Right.
But it doesn't tell you to kill people. It doesn't tell you to beat women up. It doesn't say anything about disciplining your women,
right?
But somehow all these like
the
Muslim
Sharia
guys,
law
yeah,
that they
think
made
that, oh hey, you did this or you went on a date with somebody, I should beat you up. Who gives you the right to do
yeah,
that?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
So it's like, so girls, women grow up with this as like the natural way to be, right? I mean,
absolutely.
You know something's wrong,
fear. Like
right?
Basic fear.
You know something's wrong, but you're going, you know, this is the only system you know. So you think it's
yes.
normal.
I can't imagine living in fear like
right,
that.
Right.
Like every
I mean,
day.
It's
everyone,
crazy.
Though.
And when I came here, it took me so long to kind of let go of that fear that constantly some guy might hurt me.
Wow. I mean, that could still happen here, though.
It does.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you have people who can help you, or you can talk to people like
right.
I'm here, I'm talking about this. If I do this in Iran, I'll probably just get handcuffed and sent
to
jail.
Yeah, right.
That's
right.
insane.
And throw away the key too.
Yeah.
You
but
get
this
I
is,
don't think I'll ever go there.
But this
no,
I'll be
don't.
Arrested as soon as I land.
No, don't
There's
go
no
there.
Reason.
Especially if the butt lift problem.
Yeah. As soon as I land, they'll like get her to jail.
They'll kick the shit out of you.
But this is why I've decided to kind of grow on my own in this media world, because I started a cooking show, Everyday Persian. I want people to understand that, yes, we have all these negative things that you hear in the news and the media. I made a movie criticizing the culture in
right.
certain ways, but then we also have some beautiful things, which
right,
is
right.
the food, the sharing of this delicious food. You guys are in LA. You've all at least once been to a Persian restaurant.
Yeah, for sure.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Several times.
Yeah.
Right.
yeah.
So it's there is that part of it too. Mm. So my job now in as a American Persian citizen, I can say I'm a citizen too.
Mm. Yeah, there you go. You see,
I'm so proud of it, I have to tell you.
You see, so you did it the legal way. That's what I'm saying, you know?
Well, yeah, but it took like 10 years for
So
God's
it
sake,
does,
you know?
But you know, I mean, the thing is, let me just ask you this.
So what's
you
the thing like, about the legal way? I mean,
The illegal. I have
so
a problem
like
with that.
Yeah,
because
let
me ask you this.
Tell me.
It's not about liking. It's about what's good for this country. So, I mean, I have nothing against the people personally, but
right.
what I'm saying is, if you let this caravan in,
yeah.
how many more are you gonna let in? How many people do you let in before you say okay, enough?
Okay, well, fair question or fair point.
Okay,
how did you come to America?
I came here legally with a
right.
visa.
Yeah,
and I met a girl and we got married.
Okay.
So
to you, that's legal,
right?
But it's not
okay.
really technically.
Why?
Right.
Were you in love with the girl?
We were out. Yeah, it's not like an arranged thing
no,
by
no.
any means.
Like for the
papers. No.
Right.
Look, this was in the 70s, you know? I mean, I knew her.
I totally get it.
We were
just
yeah.
like my uncles. I
yeah.
have uncles who came here around
right.
70s. They went to college and then at the end of the college they married an American lady.
Right.
Or, you know, they got married, got a green card, and what have you. I think many people do it that way. Right. Now, you had the ability to get a visa. You had the ability to sustain yourself in order to meet somebody. But there are people who their culture level, their education level is just not there.
Right. I agree. But is it our responsibility to take an endless number, number of people into this country? You know, I mean, at what point, look what it's doing to Europe. At a certain point, they realize, wait, we can't take anymore.
Right.
You know, fair. And what about
but
the people
Europeans
that...
Europeans are always very stingy about sharing. I think. I mean, look at their food portions, for God's sake.
Yeah. No, but they've allowed many of them. And,
they have.
You know, they're overrun by this now.
I remember once I was in Germany. I visited someone and I visited a concentration camp. What do they call it? It's like an immigrant camp for Middle Easterns or something. So what it is...
Refugee camp or something?
Yeah, it's like a refugee camp. It's like this big building. Everybody live in like... They live together in very uncomfortable conditions.
Right.
I mean, it's very sad to see it.
Right.
And then I came to America and I saw how wonderfully the government takes care of the immigrants who need food stamp, who need place to stay, interpreter. I mean, you name it.
Right.
They provide you. And Sam, honestly, this country is so big and there's so much land and opportunity that if any of these people come in, I think we're going to be okay for a long time.
I think so too.
It's hard for me to imagine, and especially people that come with different cultures. It's like you should, I feel that refugees from the Middle East should go into Arab countries that are more like them, where the language
is
the same.
Like
listen,
there.
I know. But like, they can go to...
Why would I want to go live in like UAE where everybody is
because
like
the culture
like
is
crap.
The same.
Yeah.
No, but there's Arab countries that are more moderate, right?
They are, but I think...
Right, like...
I think, again, it has to do with ability to grow.
Right.
You had the ability to... I don't know what you came here as, but now you have your own radio station.
Right, but because I worked for it.
Absolutely.
And I never did it illegally. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
What about all the people that do it legally? And then everybody else is like cutting into the line. What's with them?
My,
you know?
My interpretation is that everybody comes here either with... Either they come with like some kind of visa, like a student visa or like tourist visa.
Right.
What have you,
right? And you stay and they overstay their visa.
But that's
visa.
Flying.
Right.
Because you can't take the boat all the way from Israel or from Iran down
here.
Right.
We fly in
it's
here.
Not gonna happen.
Right.
So you got to have some kind of visa to come in. And then they go and apply for asylum or they go apply for something. Now, if you live in Mexico and it's possible for you to go across the border. I'm not by any chance saying that everybody should just swarm in here.
So
but
who
I'm
will
just,
and who won't?
I think if you are in dire need of a better life, you will come.
Thank you. That's what I've been saying.
Okay,
yes.
So you're going to go case by case basis,
I mean,
and tell this guy, wait a minute, you're not suffering enough so you can go back.
I mean, they ask me, Sam, when I came here.
She wants to talk about something else. Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm bored
out of my mind.
No, but you're right. I mean,
let's talk about food.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about a charged thing that has nothing to do with your appearance here.
Yeah.
But we tend to do that sometimes. We digress, you know.
But it's exciting because today politics is a big part of our culture now. So, but anyway.
But it's still not nice to have that freedom to discuss this stuff, right?
Oh, my God.
And to criticize your government.
Glorious. Yeah. I mean, when would you be able to do something like that, you know?
Yeah.
So those are just along the line of physical augmentation and being beautiful, we have all these other wonderful
things about this country.
But anyway, let me tell you about the cook.
Yes.
Where is the cooking show?
The cooking show locates on right now there's a channel on YouTube and it's called Everyday Persian. I forever was in love with Giada De Laurentiis, who has this Everyday Italian show, and I learned because I was in Massachusetts. It was freezing.
Yes, it was.
She
was
sure was.
Where are you from in Boston?
I lived in Methuen, so it was north of Boston. Yeah, next to North Andover.
Oh my gosh, that's even more cold.
Yeah, even colder. Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
It's such a great great city. I mean, yeah. Oh my gosh,
in
so
the summertime.
Fun. Yeah.
Springtime.
Muggy, but exciting. Yeah. So I was there and my parents weren't here, but my parents stayed in California and I was hungry and I didn't have that much money to go to restaurants mm-hmm. and I missed my food. I missed Persian food and I was gaining weight like insane, mm-hmm. you know? So I'm like, okay, what do I do? Okay, let's call mom and find out how to cook this dish because I'm starving here. So little by little, I learned. And then I had friends, as you know, from Boston. It's so diverse.
Right.
I had Puerto Rican friends. I had Cuban friends, Venezuelan friends, Indian friends, Dutch friends, you name it. And they were all hungry just like me. So yeah. I would make like massive pots of stew mm-hmm. with rice and they would show up. And that was like when I was 19. And then little by little, I thought, okay, let's work on this. Let's make this into something that other people can cook too, like my other friends, right?
Right.
So I would kind of invite them over and show them how to make food.
Right.
And we would just hang out and get drunk and like eat.
That
know?
Sounds great.
It was like
that
so
sounds
much
like a
fun.
Great night.
It was excellent. And then Boston, you know how that is. Mm-hmm. You have a party at home and then like 10:30 you go out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that was like the thing. We would eat like massive amount of Persian food and then head out to you know like to Boylston or whatever.
Yeah,
yep. Have a party. Right. Yeah, and that kind of became my comfort zone. That was fun.
Yeah.
And then I came to America to LA. And I kind of kept it up and I never thought of actually like filming all of this, right, putting it out right. there. But because I kept on looking on YouTube, I'm like, there's nothing like this. There's nobody who actually tells you. There are people who like you could see hands making food. And
yeah.
It's really awkward.
Like the BuzzFeed Tasty videos.
Right.
And
right.
they're really fast too. And right. I'm like, I can't. I got to watch it 100 times.
It like seriously never comes out like that. I've tried it. Yeah, same. It does not come out.
Same.
Like
I've tried so many recipes
it's
out there.
It's retarded. I'm like, yeah. Anyways. So I was like, you know, I want people to see me. I'm comfortable with camera. I grew up in front of
right.
camera. I have training.
Mm-hmm.
And actually understand the culture and also understand how to make these things. So they can share.
Right.
Right.
And do you have a camera crew?
I do have a wonderful camera crew. Shout out to Chase Hagen, who's my DP. He's so talented.
Uh-huh.
And pretty much all my buddies from acting school,
yeah.
they just hop on board because they get to eat like
free food. They're like, yes, we'll be there. Did you say Thursday at 8? Great.
I swear,
that's like, a good enough reason.
Yeah. Our last show, Yasir, one of Ooh. My best friends, he showed up with his son
mm-hmm.
and we made the food and his son was all like having a ball mm-hmm. there eating. So it's important for me. And I do want to give people the visual,
mm-hmm.
you know, to be able to see me.
Right.
And
right.
I can walk you through it so that the Persian food is not just some food you go to a restaurant.
Right.
You can make it at home. It's healthy. It's perfect for a California diet.
Right, really. Right.
We got keto stuff in there. We got vegetarian. We got vegan.
Do you feel like you'll ever run out of like recipes?
You know, that's a good question. I was thinking about that yesterday. I was thinking, well, what if I kind of keep on making shows and then I don't have anything to
right.
do? But again, we live in LA, the epicenter of multicultural food and
right.
delicious stuff.
You can bring everything and make it Persian, right?
You infuse
yeah,
things,
yeah.
right?
Like you could take like fettuccine alfredo and just put a little Persian twist on it.
Well, I made cornbread, girl. I made cornbread about last week and I thought, okay, we have all these pomegranates, which are totally Middle Eastern, right? Pomegranate
yeah.
this, pomegranate that. I put the pomegranate seeds in cornbread and my kids were like in heaven. They thought
yeah.
it's like a muffin or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
They were eating it. So the idea is to show people that you can make kebab at your house.
I love kebab.
Right? And what is it? Like totally low fat, high protein.
Yeah.
Perfect food for you.
Right.
Right.
It tastes great on the grill.
Right, right.
Yeah. And it's accessible to everyone. You go to Trader Joe's, you buy.
Do you put onions and everything?
No, not onions and everything, but just to marinate, you usually put onions.
Yeah, it gives you a little
you
bit
don't
of
like
onion.
Onion.
No, I love onions, but like anytime I've eaten Persian food, because my roommate used to be Persian,
yeah.
and I've gone to like a couple cookouts with
oh.
her, and it was all Persian food, but I would leave, and I feel like for like
smell
hours
like
of how, yeah, I was like, yo, how much onion was in this?
We do put onions to marinate
yeah.
the meat, usually.
But the meat is incredible. I could eat
That's
like all of it.
Because it's all like, like
yeah,
nicely marinated.
Mm-hmm.
The basic five spices, salt, pepper, turmeric, saffron, And sometimes here and there you put like chili pepper or something that's a little bit more spicier.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very simple.
Yeah.
And that simplicity should be transcended so that people can see it. They learn. They can. I mean, you go to Trader Joe's, you can buy everything you want to make
Russian
food. Did you guys see Trader Joe's nowadays have like Armenian? A set of Armenian frozen food.
No. Oh yeah. Like the chicken masala and like rice.
That's Indian, but
bad.
You know what? It depends on what part of town you're in.
That's
I'm telling
true.
You.
Trader because Joe's in West Hollywood has all
there's a Ralph's
little...
here that has stuff from Israel.
Right.
They, in fact,
is
almost
that true?
Like a quarter of the store is a kosher area. You know,
how
we're just
interesting.
Like, yeah,
yeah
like
well,
special
we live
meat.
Your girls, Kardashians. So I live nearby there, and the Trader Joe's there's like massive arm. They have like four or five frozen Armenian plates, and I was like, oh my god, look at this. So anyways, going back to this, so far I have four of these shows.
Okay.
I started with a basic Persian frittata, herb frittata.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's good. Like if you make that and put it in your fridge, like you wanna watch your weight, you eat that. It's like eggs and herbs mixed together, fried.
Right.
Very simple.
That sounds yummy.
So you do all the cooking in the studio there where you set up and everything?
Yes. The studio is actually my kitchen.
Oh,
I use
okay.
my own kitchen.
I was going to say, that would make it more personable.
I love my kitchen.
Yeah.
I totally like fixed it up and it's beautiful. You can see it on the pictures.
Yeah.
And every morning when I shoot, usually on Saturday mornings, I go to farmer's market. I pick the flour that goes with the food.
Yeah.
So I kind of want that feeling. I set up the table and everything. And then all the ingredients, I introduce all the ingredients, I cook. So the first one I did was cuckoo, which I was totally mortified. I was like, oh my gosh, what if people don't understand what I'm doing?
Right.
But somehow it did really well. And then I followed it with a very popular dish, which is chicken and rice with barberries, which is like these little, they're like cranberries, but smaller, and then you only use them in Persian food, and then just plain rice, plain rice with tadik, which is the burned part in the bottom.
Right
So tasty.
I'm looking at some of the pictures here on your Facebook page. I'm like, wow, you know,
right.
This food looks great, man.
So you only have four videos up so far.
I have four. We're planning to do one a month, every month. Mind you, because I'm just a small production company, I have to pay for all this.
Yes, I feel it, girl.
It's not cheap.
Trust me, I know.
Sister,
I know. Yep.
I don't want to do it low quality.
Yeah,
so
you
want people to be able to see the colors.
Mm-hmm.
So I
and the editing, you have to pay an editor, and editors are like,
I edit myself.
Oh shit! Okay.
Oh
girl.
Yeah. So you want editing? You
she's
come
multi-talented.
To me.
Yeah. Haven't you figured
I
it out
edit
yet?
I things myself. I'm not doing it, that sending out paying $400 for editing.
Isn't it crazy?
Heck no.
I'm like, holy shit! My sister's good at editing. I'm not, but she's just like.
Well, it's okay. There's it's a skill,
it.
Not to knock.
No,
all these
it's a skill
editing.
For
well,
sure.
No,
yeah.
But for the stuff you're doing, it's not like you're making a movie.
No,
you know?
I know. Yeah. But still, even if you want to do like the slow mo, if you say something funny in a YouTube video and you want it to play like three times, I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, you do need the software, which bless my husband's heart. He, I was devastated when I made that first movie. I was like, nobody wants to help me. Nobody wants to edit for me. I have to like find people, even if I was willing to pay them, they wouldn't want to do it because they didn't think I'm famous. You know what I mean?
That's ridiculous.
Okay.
Now
yeah,
you can go on Fiverr and they'll do it for you for $50.
Well, my wonderful husband, he
what's
went
that?
Bought the...
I'll tell you.
He went and bought the Final Cut Pro.
Right.
Which is like $500.
Right.
Right.
I know. He is my guardian angel. This is why I'm here.
Right.
So he said, here you go. You were a computer scientist.
Right, learn it.
Right, do it yourself.
And I was like, but I don't know how to do this. He goes, just sit down. You can do this.
Right.
And I was like, my God, I love it. I can play my music and record it and shove it in the movie and it's mine. Like, I don't have to pay copyright to anybody.
Exactly.
That's the best way to do it, too.
Yeah, because it's the fastest. It's the way you want it to be.
Yes. Right.
You
shout
don't
out
have
to one
back
of my wonderful
forth.
Friends, Sergio, who did a lot of music for the cooking show and the movie. I mean, this is LA. We've got talented people from all over the world. And these guys are talented. When men and women, they come here like top-notch talent. They just don't have the chance to show their talent.
Right.
So let them show their talent.
So do you plan on making any more movies?
Yes. I am.
Hold on just a second. Let me stop the show for just a second. Do you see this thing? The flag? Push it up on the microphone.
This one?
Yeah, because it's... Well, hold on. It's making me crazy. Hold on. Yeah, just push it up like that a little bit.
So OCD, bro.
I know, but you know what? We're on camera.
I get it.
Yeah, I want to be proud of my station.
Some,
anyway.
Hanging thing falling from it.
Oh man,
but, this is so delightful. I gotta tell you, I'm having a blast, guys.
But awesome. So you are gonna make some more movies.
Yes.
Yeah. So, but wait a minute. The movie's called the
Vigilante.
Why can't I?
You gotta put the A in front of it.
But why do they say the
Vigilante?
Oh, yeah, see, I'm looking at it.
Shit.
It's called the Vigilante, but there is allegedly a film called A Vigilante.
Oh my god, I just messed that up, girl. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. That it's very close in storyline to mine.
Yeah, you see, so that's why you're confused. That's why she's pissed, probably. Yeah. I would be.
Yeah.
But anyway, let's not go there too much. Yeah. But tell us briefly again for people. We only have a couple of minutes left. What they can expect watching the film. Is this a full feature?
This is a short.
Short film.
This is a short film. You can expect watching great acting, watching great story that it's true. True story about real women who live in Iran. This is just to give a glimpse to people about what these poor women go through in order to just have a normal day without fear. I'm not trying to make women look pathetic or sad or anything, but I'm trying to open people's mind about have sympathy, have compassion for people who come to America and they're from that culture. They don't have that audacity, that gregariousness that American women have.
Mm-hmm.
These people, they don't even know how
they've been
to,
oppressed and repressed for many years.
So have compassion, have understanding.
Right.
Help them the way other women have helped me to get here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just makes everyone a better person.
Right, right.
You know, it makes you more powerful. You know, you're from Boston. You help another person who's in Boston and needs help. It makes you feel better. It makes you empowered. And these people, they'll come back to you, man. They come back 10 times and they return the favor 10 times.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised, you know? Because it's happened to me and it's so amazing, you know?
Yeah.
You see, like, all of a sudden, I told people I wanted to make a movie about women's, right? All my Persian girlfriends, all my crew that I went to acting school with, they just swarmed in. Ruskin Theater acting. I mean, these guys just showed up and they're like, okay, what can we do?
Right.
How can we help you? I have an Asian girl who plays a Persian girl in the movie and she is delightful.
Yeah.
And her acting is real. And you look at it and you're like, oh my God, this is good acting. Mm-hmm. This is how people do the best work they do because you allow them.
Right.
Right. Well, Michaela Lansing, thank you so much for joining us. We're totally out of time.
Thank you.
How can people find you, social media, things
like
that?
They can find me for The Vigilante. The movie's available on Amazon Prime. It will be available soon on iTunes and all the other platforms. So you can actually watch it on Amazon Prime currently all over the world. It's everywhere. Yeah, because if I go to Iran, I'll be arrested, basically.
You obviously. That's the least of your worries.
So, and for the Persian cooking show, at the moment, you'll find it on YouTube. It's a channel called Everyday Persian, and also Instagram, Everyday_Persian. The Vigilante film is also on Instagram called The Vigilante Film, not A Vigilante Film.
Sounds good.
Yes. And then also on Facebook. Both names are available on Facebook. If you just type in the name, you get Michaela Lansing, and then you get my films.
There you go.
Thank you.
Great guest. You're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much.
You have to come back.
Oh, my God. I'm coming back.
Yeah, because I feel like the conversation was really short today.
It was, right? It went quickly.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
so,
you.
Yeah, because you're very
honor.
Pleasant.
Thank you so much.
And good luck to you
with
the movie.
You're
everybody,
very welcome.
Check out The Vigilante and also the Persian.
Everyday Persian.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.